pep talk is a rebroadcast from when I was doing my pep talks in a video format. With the help of my trusted technology expert, Lucia, the audio has been extracted from the video to create a podcast. Over the next several months, we will be airing all of my retro pep talks, so all pep talks can be found on my website or whichever service you utilize to listen to your podcasts. I am so excited about this. There are times when I encourage a client to listen to one of my past pep talks, and I cannot remember if it was a video or a podcast. Now, a person can simply go to the website, enter a keyword in the search bar of my website, and find what they are looking for. I will admit, the sound quality is less than stellar. Nonetheless, I am confident the message of the pep talk still clearly comes through. It has been a treat revisiting some of my favorite pep talks from as far back as 6 years ago. I am prayerful you will find them to be enjoyable and helpful. Without further ado, here is today's pep talk. Hi, welcome to today's pep talk, I Statements. Today is a very simple pep talk. It is simply replacing you statements with I statements. You statements typically elicits defensiveness in the individual that we are using that you statement against. Typically, it causes people to feel that they are being accused of something and that they need to defend themselves. So typically, people will be very quick to jump back and refute that what you're saying is wrong. However, if we replace that with an I statement, typically that is not going to elicit those same feelings in the individual. For example, saying to someone, I was hurt by that statement versus saying to them, you hurt me. If you say to someone, you hurt me, they're typically going to push back. They're either going to say, no, I didn't, or they're going to argue with you as to why they think that's so ridiculous that you were hurt by that statement. However, by utilizing the I statement, typically the person's going to hear what you're saying and be a little less defensive in feeling that they're being attacked. And usually you can have a better conversation and minimize the potential of it escalating into an argument. I encourage you today to start utilizing I statements versus you statements. I think you will find this creates a better way of communicating, a much more open approach to communicating, and it keeps the other person that you're communicating with from becoming defensive and either pushing back or shutting down. Thank you for joining me today, and I encourage you to do one thing purposefully to attain true pep for life.